There are children who don't have a place on the bus. Their parents want to pay for that place. They want to have access to what I would regard as a basic right in rural Ireland, and it hasn't been provided for year after year. And of course, the difficulty at the moment is the 50% capacity. We've seen that last year. We also seen a situation where bus providers were not given the necessary financial assistance, and they weren't in a position then to provide the backup service. So the whole thing has been a mess. We should have learned from last year, and the government need to urgently clarify what the situation is.
One potential difference this year is that whereas in 2020 the children were out of school for a long time, and when they were in school, in many cases parents would have been working from home. That would have given them maybe some flexibility to actually drive the children to school. A lot more people now back to work, a lot more people no longer have that flexibility. This has the potential to be a really major issue in the coming days and weeks.
Absolutely, and you know, we've been right throughout the summer period calling on the Minister for Education, calling on the Minister for Transport to clarify what the situation is, what efforts they're making to make sure that there's a necessary spaces. We are very, very concerned. Another challenge that we would put to the Minister for Transport, who's of course the leader of the Green Party in government, Eamon Ryan, is that he talks about climate change. If you're not allowing people and giving people the ability to avail of public transport, how can you possibly say that you're serious about climate change? So from a rural rights perspective, from a climate change perspective, all of this, you just can't stand over it.
Do you believe it's inevitable that we will see the school transport system go to 100% capacity sooner rather than later?
It has to. I mean, if you've made an announcement that you're returning it for public transport in urban areas, that has to apply across the board. If there is public health advice that allows you to do that, that must apply across the board. On top of getting back to 100%, you need to make sure that you have put in place the necessary resources for the right number of buses across the sway of rural Ireland. This is a basic fundamental right in rural Ireland, and it needs to be put in place as soon as possible.